CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, Gate Stone, Newsweek, and The Hill. And we're joined by Rick Fisher, Senior Fellow with the International Assessment and Strategy Center, to identify what you don't see right away with the People's Republic of China's presentation of its three taikonauts launching to low Earth orbit in its space station. A very good evening to you, Rick. What do we not see as those three taikonauts march down the waving flags of their compatriots before their launch in a surprisingly derivative Soviet-era rocket? What do we not see, Rick, that we need to know about the Chinese space program? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. What we don't see and what the Chinese do not highlight in their elaborate rollout for prestige and propaganda purposes is that this mission, this Shenzhou 12 mission, actually confirmed the military character of the new Chinese space station. You know, beyond the fact that the crew consisted of two major generals and one senior colonel, all members of the strategic support force of the People's Liberation Army that controls most of China's space combat capabilities. But one of these astronauts, Major General Liu Boming, is actually an experienced space warrior. Major General Liu was one of the crew members in the 2008 Shenzhou 7 mission that was designed and intended to practice a military interception of the International Space Station. It passed within 45 kilometers of the ISS, and just before doing so, it launched a 40-kilogram microsatellite with thrusters, meaning it had the ability to maneuver and possibly intercept the ISS. This is Major General Liu's second space mission, and his being one of the first to be aboard the new Chinese space station, to me, confirms the military character of that platform.
Gordon?
Rick, does the International Space Station have a military application?
Well, you can go to some of the windows on the ISS, and if your camera has a large enough lens, you could probably take pictures of ships and other things. They might be too fuzzy to use for military purposes, and it might take a day or two to transmit the photos back to Earth. But essentially, no, the ISS does not have a military character.
The puzzle then, Rick, what is it that the Chinese space program has for a mission? Is this prestige? Is this to imitate Apollo? Is this to celebrate the nationalism to distract from the troubles elsewhere in the country? Or do they have some grand goal other than, say, building a moon base and then reproducing the same hurrah?
Well, it all boils down to how can the space program expand the power and influence of the Chinese Communist Party, not just in terms of political prestige, but actual military combat capability as well. I mean, the Chinese space station is based on the design of the old Soviet Russian Mir space station, which had it continued into the 1990s. Or had the Soviet Union continued into the 1990s, would have been armed with Earth bombing space platforms. The Chinese, according to my Russian sources, essentially stole the Mir design for their space station, and because of the structure of interchangeable modules, you can take off a peaceful module and insert a military module. It's created for the essential dual-use character of the Chinese space program, a dual-use character that will continue on the moon and to Mars and to beyond.
Gordon?
Rick, if there was a war with China, would we be able to take down the Tunhe space station of China? Or is there just basically they're invulnerable?
No, Gordon, it's not invulnerable. I think we would have to ensure that we had an anti-satellite interceptor could reach the altitude of the space station, which is not a terribly difficult technological task. And we could perform that mission if we wanted to. It's just a very sad comment on the state of human affairs that we even consider having to do this, primarily because the Chinese have a dual-use space program, and eventually they will use their space station for military missions.
Is this being discussed with Congress, the military presence, the military platform in low Earth orbit?
Well, I certainly hope so, John. I don't have access to what American intelligence officials are saying in classified briefings. But this is pretty plain. I've been writing about it for a decade now, and it's coming to pass. The Chinese will use their space station for military missions. They'll want to do so with surprise so that they can take out their targets before we respond. But we have to be prepared to respond. And the Chinese have to know that. That's the only way to really deter their use of a weaponized space station that could be weaponized very quickly.
The logic of what you're saying is that the Soviet program, the Soviet Mir program, was a space bomber, and that the Chinese have taken up that same approach.
Template, yes.
Yes, for their space platform. To your knowledge, has anyone said that in open testimony to any of the committees, either in the House or the Senate, that we're looking at the Mir 2?
I have mentioned it in testimony for the U.S. China Congressional Review Commission. I've not had the opportunity to say that before an official, congressional committee. But I've been writing about this for most of the last decade, so it's out there if they want to read it.
Gordon?
Rick, what is the useful life of the Chinese space station, and what is the remaining useful life of the ISS?
Well, there is some discussion about extending the life of the ISS to about 2030. If it is transferred to control of civil entities, they may adjust it so that parts of the space station can last even longer, or if they do a deal with the Russians, then their part may continue as well. The Chinese space station has so far been disclosed as having a 10-year lifespan, but recently Chinese sources have been noting that lifespan could be continued. I expect that once the super heavy lift Long March 9 space launch vehicle comes online, that the Chinese will loft a much larger second-generation space station, 2 to 3 times the size of the current one.
I want to be clear, Rick, because we're speaking in technical terms. The militarization of low Earth orbit, it's already happened. It's done. Is that correct?
I believe so. I think the Chinese space station crosses that line definitely. And we are now in an era in which we have to consider deterrence in space. Any military conflict in space is going to be horribly damaging, have a great impact on people on Earth, especially in the developed countries. We need to avoid that by any means, and the most likely means will be those that deter attacks by China and possibly Russia as well.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow with the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek and The Hill. I'm John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.